All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Working from my phone because my laptop is dead, is never coming back. The Giants got another win.
Yes, they did. A pretty convincing win at that.
A solid W, considering we didn't have, like, I don't even know who was playing half the time. Colin Johnson playing wide receiver half the game. But, yeah, 25-3 win. Your thoughts on Danny? Because that was really – the whole game was Danny.
Yeah, he was really just the only person on offense that was worth watching, to be honest. That's not true, actually. But I think he played really well. The whole team played really well. Defense played outstanding. Probably their best game of the year.
By far, their best team.
Dante Pettis showing up for the boys there.
Nice little touchdown. Solid little player. Yeah.
I would call him probably the wide receiver two of that game. But he played really well, stepped up. Devontae Booker, touchdown at the end. Gave the Giants what they needed. Just that extra run support on the ground without Saquon, obviously. Overall, Giants played absolutely fantastic. Daniel Jones, like you said, 200 yards, a touchdown. Odell 2.0. Booker 51 yards and a touchdown.
Slightly. We should just talk about that play for a second.
Yeah.
That is the most athletic play I have seen by a quarterback.
First of all,
it just is.
That's the most Giants thing I've ever seen. Pull that it off and true. Almost mess it up, but
almost get your quarterback decapitated.
Luckily, we have the most athletic quarterback in the National Football League. No,
he's up there. Yeah, you know, he's very athletic.
He's not the most athletic.
I mean, he's not like Lamar or anything, but
or Kyler.
But yeah, he's a good athlete. I saw a story that he could have played basketball at Duke, and someone said, "Oh, as a walk-on," and the guy goes, "Nah, he would have played at Duke. He would have like not started, but he's like he would have played." So I'm like, okay, he's an athlete. But yeah, that catch was phenomenal. Everyone's seen it, went viral. Overall, that was a gritty game. You know, like you said, everyone gave them exactly what they needed. You know, the defense played great. I think that game was more the Panthers are just trending so downward without McCaffrey than the Giants being like, we're really good. I think we're a solid football team. I think we're better than what we've been playing. Obviously, you really can't get much worse. If we're healthy, I think we're a tough team to play. Maybe not for like the Rams or the Bucs, but like for some of the
middle average. Average
good. Yeah, like I feel like we'd give the Cardinals maybe a decent game, maybe like all right. Do you really think the Cardinals are as good as their record? Be honest.
I think
they don't run the football very well. Their defense is good, but it's
they don't
spotty.
Need to run the football. They have Kyler Murray can do anything he wants, and they have DeAndre Hopkins.
I know, but if you
AJ
get
AJ Green, who's making a comeback, and Christian Kirk,
if you get a good defense, which I think the Giants could have, if you got Bradbury on Hopkins, and he's actually playing well, you got Bradbury on Hopkins, you got AJ Green locked up, and you make them run the football, and they might not be able to, like against the Bucs. Come on, you got to be able to run the football against the Bucs. The Cowboys couldn't do it, and they lost.
Yeah, do we play the Cardinals? We played them last year.
No, Cardinals would beat us, but I'm saying we could give them when healthy, everyone healthy, give them a game. Give them a little bit of a game. Maybe lose by like 7.
Maybe.
On a bad
they could
day,
also
we
just
get
blow
blown
us out.
Out. Anyone could, though. That's come true. On.
Yeah, we got blown out by the freaking
the Rams and the Cowboys. And the Broncos.
The Broncos. Like,
on a good day, that game would have been more competitive.
Yeah, on a better day, we probably would have won that game. But
play that game now. Play that game now. Like, that's probably the Broncos probably are more like the Panthers now, you know. Yeah. Started out hot. If we played the Panthers week one, we probably would have lost. Just how it works.
Fair enough.
So big week this week.
Yeah.
Monday night football.
Monday night, baby.
Against
Monday night slaughter.
Against the Chiefs.
Woo!
Oh my. Yeah, Mahomes not good. Mahomes is playing. I thought he got knocked out, but
I thought he was gonna be out for like at least a week.
I know. I never want to see a guy get hurt, but like whenever they're playing the Giants, I'm always like, he could just miss a week. Like, yeah, he'll be fine. He'll be fine after. But yeah,
Clear concussion protocol. But concussion protocol is also ridiculous. It's like, what's 2 + 4? 6. All right, he's good to go. What?
Yeah, no, it's probably a little more serious than it used to be, concussion protocol, but it's still a joke. I mean, it's
still not that. No, you.
Yeah, unless the guy has like a severe concussion, he's going to get cleared.
Mahomes
like,
could not walk off the field. Do you want to tell me that guy passed concussion protocol? I can't speak.
Concussion protocol.
Are you dead concussion. Are you dead serious? No chance.
I will say.
He could not walk off the field on his own power. And you want to tell me he passed?
I agree. Sometimes guys get knocked out, though, and it's like a mild concussion. I agree. He has a concussion, but like you've seen a severe concussion. Like, yeah. Like guys miss like 2-3 weeks. Like maybe he had a mild concussion. I don't know. Maybe they just need him to play because they stink right now. Like, I have no idea. But
well,
yeah,
they stink with him playing. So like, I don't understand the rationale of him playing anyway.
That's my point. Like, maybe it's just mild because he's playing anyway. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, he's not playing that well, so you could sit him a week, especially against the Giants. Like, I would think you sit him a week and, like, at least you have a chance of beating the Giants with Chad Henne. But big game.
He still listed as questionable, so you never know what'll happen in practice or something like that. Maybe they'll be like, he's probably not good to go. Let's sit him for this week.
They probably want to see how Henne looks, too. Like, if Henne looks decent in practice and stuff, they might be like, all right, we can trust
anything is possible, baby.
And they probably want to see too, like, who's playing for the Giants, because if we have what we had last week, forget it, it's not going to be a game. I don't care how bad the Chiefs defense is. Like, yeah, if they don't at least have like Tony or Galladay or both, then
Galladay is practicing, so possibility he'll be back. Saquon's still out.
I thought they were all kind of like limited today.
No? They're limited, but they did show up in pads to practice. That's what I read.
Okay. I think Galladay,
which plays, is better than last week. No, none of them showed up last week.
I think Galladay and Shepard play. I think Saquon probably doesn't play.
Saquon's out.
Tony, I don't know. I have no feel on that because I don't know how bad his ankle is. That'll be interesting to see. Because if he played, like, listen, I don't mind. Their defense is bad. Like, Booker can have, like, 50, 60 yards against their defense.
Yeah.
And Danny running the ball. Like, I'm more worried about the receivers than anything. Because that's, like, after last week, you can't get any thinner at receiver.
Yeah. No, you really can't.
I mean, Slayton played okay. And obviously, like you said, Pettis. But we'll see. So, I guess we'll go straight into picks. Who are you taking? Chiefs or Giants?
Chiefs are favored by 9.5.
Which I think, I mean, I guess you don't know who's healthy. I think that's a little bit, I thought it should be like 7.5.
Yeah, I think that's a little high, to be honest with you.
Especially how bad the Chiefs have been playing. Like, they're last in their division right now. Or no, they're probably tied for last with Denver. But
yeah,
they're like 3-4. Yeah. So,
I don't know. I think,
honestly, I don't think they'll make the playoffs. I really don't. Just because of how stacked the AFC. Unless they really put it together. Like, the Chargers are probably winning their division. The wild cards will probably be, like, Bengals or the Ravens, whichever one. Probably the Raiders. The Raiders are, I think the Raiders got better with Gruden not coaching.
Yeah.
I really think they did. I like their – yeah, and then there'll probably be another team. I'm trying to think. Maybe the Colts will sneak in there.
From one to Browns. Seven. From 1-7, I think it's going to be Ravens.
Ravens not, one? Oh, not in
one. Oh, all right, let's do division winners. It'll be Tennessee by far.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
L.A. I think the Bengals can win the North.
They can.
And then the East.
I can see it going either way. Yeah. So you take Bengals. Yeah.
And then it'll be the Ravens or Bengals, and the five or the six.
Raiders.
I think the Raiders can get it.
I think they could too. I really do. I think they'll win 10 games.
And then seven, I think.
Pittsburgh or Indianapolis. From the East.
I don't know. The Pats are looking good. They might be able to sneak on in there.
True. They got to beat a good team before I could say that. They haven't beaten anyone good.
Yeah, they haven't really.
They beat the Jets twice.
Should have beat the Cowboys.
They should have beat the Cowboys. I agree with that. But they beat the Jets twice. Who else did they beat? Maybe, like, Houston. Yeah, they beat Houston. So, if they beat, a decent team, like, if they beat, the Steelers or something or a team like that, I'd be like, okay, they can do it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, honestly, I could see the Browns if still sneaking in there or the Steelers.
If Baker comes back, this week or next, I think they can probably sneak on in there. But they got.
I think they're the same with Keenum. Baker's okay.
Maybe Keenum played really well this week. I won't even.
I think it's more about their offensive line and their running game and how their defense plays, if anything. Baker's numbers aren't. He had six touchdowns, three picks.
Yeah, but it's not just even average. That. It's not even his numbers. Baker's just an off the field guy, too. He's such a hype man and he really loves to be in Cleveland and he gets that offense going.
I agree with that. That's a good point. I just think, skill wise, Keenum's the same, but I agree. The leadership and everything is Baker has that. Okay.
The Browns could probably sneak in there.
They could. They still have a very talented roster. Yeah. All right. So you're taking the Chiefs or the Giants?
Excuse me. I will probably.
I'm going Chiefs. Picking against the Giants, I feel like it's worked out for me. I don't know.
Yeah, it has for you. All right, I'll take the Giants. Take the Giants.
Ride with the boys, always. All right, big Thursday night game tonight. Your boy Aaron Rodgers.
Every time I've picked against the Giants this year, I just want to say they've won. So I hope my luck changes, and I picked them, and they won. That's all I'm going to say. That's it.
We'll hope the luck changes. Depending who's healthy. Big Thursday night game tonight. It was actually going to be even better if everyone
Thursday night game. I'm going to watch.
If everyone was playing, this game would have been awesome. It'll still be great, but no Davante Adams, no Lazard, no Scantling for the Packers, no J.J. Watt for the Cardinals, out for the year.
What? I didn't even see that.
Shoulder surgery
again.
He's out for the year. This is crazy. I just saw this on Twitter a half hour ago. Torn bicep. Torn labrum, torn rotator cuff, and he still finished the game last week. And then he needs surgery.
That sucks.
He's my favorite player, too. So I'm very disappointed. Yeah, very disappointed. But yeah, he was playing pretty well, but big loss for them. So I'm taking the Cardinals. I think the Packers are just too thin.
I don't know. I still think Aaron Rodgers can get it done.
Oh, I think he can. I'm not saying they can't win. I'm just saying the Cardinals. I don't know.
I picked up Randall Cobb in one of my fantasy leagues, and I'm starting him this week.
Really?
Not in our fantasy league, in a different
one. Yeah.
I picked him up. I think he's going to have at least one touchdown over 80.
I could see it. They really don't have anyone else. I mean, it's Aaron Jones.
It's
Dylan.
Literally MVS and.
No, MVS is out too.
Really?
Injury.
I'm so
related.
Happy. I'm going to have Randall Cobb.
I think I might have to start Cobb.
Yeah.
I'm starting AJ Green and Connor.
I benched AJ Green for Cobb. I have AJ Green in that league.
That's confidence. Cobb could go for 80 and a touchdown, like you said, but he also could go for 15.
Yeah, he could
No in between.
Absolutely nothing.
No in between. Yeah, they have no one else, though. It's Tunyon and Aaron Jones, and that's it. So you're riding with the Packers, then.
I'm going to go Packers. I'm going to take the Packers here.
I don't hate that. I feel like the Cardinals are like I said before, I feel like they're a little flawed. Kyler's insane. Don't get me wrong. Hopkins is probably the best receiver in the league, if not top two, three.
He's second. Devontae is the best.
Okay.
I stand by that. I will.
Okay. I think Hopkins won, but that's fine. That's fine. If we're going on stats, Cooper Kupp's the best. Okay. Well, Devontae Adams has always had Aaron Rodgers. Hopkins has been doing this with freaking Tom Savage as his quarterback. Okay.
It don't matter.
And he's put up better numbers.
You're telling me if you put Devontae Adams in DeAndre Hopkins' spot that the results wouldn't be the same? I think they'd be pretty damn close.
No, I said he's Devontae Adams is close behind him. It's second. It wasn't like, Devontae stinks.
Number one. He is number one.
All right, according to you, I don't know. That's an opinion. That's an opinion that I disagree with. When you're doing it with Brock Osweiler, Tom Savage, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and your quarterback, Brock Osweiler, that is crazy. Good.
No, he wasn't.
Not on Houston, he wasn't. Ugh. Yeah,
he was buns.
Case Keenum. Who else was his quarterback? What a
terrible, terrible contract. Ugh, Brock
Osweiler. So bad. All right. So that's a great game tonight, though. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it is an awesome game.
Niners, Bears. I don't think either of these teams is that good.
I don't like any of these teams. I'm going to take the Niners, though, just because the Bears suck.
Poor Justin Fields. He's playing really bad, but the team is also like.
Yeah, it's not all his fault. The O-line is just like literally the worst in the league probably at the moment. They're so.
Really bad.
So bad.
But he's not playing well, but they're really bad. And Allen Robinson, that man is MIA.
I dropped him. I had
literally. I traded him weeks ago. So
goodbye.
I traded him for like James Conner. It's honestly the smartest thing I've ever done. Even though James Conner's not that good, but
he's not. But
it's smart because he's better than Allen.
Yeah, better than Allen Robinson right now.
Say that.
Everyone at the beginning of the year was like, "Oh, hang on to Allen Robinson. He'll be fine. Don't worry." And I was like, "All right, I'll still give him a chance. It's week 8. I'm sorry, he's out the door." He's not broken 10
points. I don't even know if it's his fault. Like, I don't know what the deal is.
It's
like,
not his fault, but I can't. There's no possible way I can have him on my team right now. So I had to drop
him. He'll have a good week this week, and everyone will pick him up again and be like, he's back. And then he'll have a terrible season.
I know. I drop him. He's gonna go off. He's going to have, like, 25 points. I'm going to be like,
overdue. But, okay.
I hate fantasy.
Bengals at Jets. Is that right? The Jets are home. Yay.
Roll Bengals.
Talk about the Bengals. Yeah, Bengals.
Joe Burrow's thrown for 500 yards.
I was so surprised last week that they beat the Ravens.
I wasn't. I freaking go Bengals, baby.
Picked them.
I'm on the train.
Also, you went 10-3 last week. I went 8-5. So congratulations. It is back. They surprised me, but they're really good. I think they could beat the Bills. No, but I think they could beat anyone else in the AFC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Anyone else would beat this at this point in time?
Maybe not the Chargers. No, I don't know though. I don't know. Actually, I don't know. I think they're very close. The Chargers might be a little better, but I think that would be a really good game. Like I do. Yeah. But the Chargers might have a slight edge, but. And maybe the Titans, just because how do you stop Derrick Henry? Like, the Bills couldn't even do it. Bengals on fire. Bills, Dolphins at Bills. Bills.
They're favored by 14.
Deshaun Watson to the Dolphins? Maybe, probably not.
Sorted out.
I don't think he'll get traded until the offseason. I just think he's not going to.
He won't play this year. No chance.
But not even that he'll play. I don't think he'll get traded until the offseason. He can't figure everything out. And, like, you can't trade for him. And it's a whole complicated thing. If he didn't figure it out by now, he's not going to. Eagles at Lions. Lions 0-7. Poor Lions.
I think
they played a good game last week. I do too. I think the Lions win this game. I don't think the Eagles are that good. They put up, which I didn't even realize until like 2 weeks ago, the Eagles just put up garbage points. Much garbage
points. They put up a ridiculous lot of garbage points.
Because they were like the only 4 o'clock game on. They literally were down like 20 against the Raiders and they ended up losing by like a touchdown. I'm like, this is crazy.
They lost by 11. Yeah. They put up it's actually ridiculous. They put up so much garbage time points. Like, look at that.
I know.
They lost 35. Yeah. Tied They beat the Falcons 32-6. They scored like two touchdowns in garbage time. Cowboys, they lost by 20, and they still put up garbage time points because they were down by a lot. Eagles, garbage time points. Like, they have close wins, but it's literally because they score in like the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter when they're already down a bunch.
It just shows you too.
Same thing with the Bucks game. They lost 28-22, and they
garbage time.
They're a garbage time team. That's literally
which is fine. Good for Jalen Hurts. He's a fantasy god because of that. But
fantasy god doesn't help you win your division there, bud.
Oh, I know that. Yeah,
you I'm just suck. Saying. He's a horrible real life quarterback. He is terrible.
Yeah, I can't disagree. Like I like Jalen Hurts. Like obviously,
I said at the beginning of the year he's a good. I think he'll have a good season. He's changing my mind rather quickly.
I like him honestly. Like I hate that he's an Eagles quarterback, but like I liked him at Bama and Oklahoma. Like I thought he was a good dude, and he like was an insane worker. But yeah, it's just very surprising how bad they don't know how to run an offense. Miles Sanders like barely gets the ball.
It's so confusing to me. Six carries the other game.
It's so confusing to me. It's just wild. Well, he got hurt the other day. But when they played the Bucs, he literally had like 8 carries and he had like averaging 6 yards a carry. I'm like,
what does Sirianni think that he's doing there?
He's gonna get fired. He is.
What does he think he's doing? Oh, let's throw the ball 95% of the time. Defenses won't figure it out. No.
With my mobile quarterback.
This is the NFL.
They should be running the Ravens offense. They should.
I mean,
They'd be good at it.
Why? They don't run the ball.
No, I'm saying that if they ran the same offense the Ravens ran, where you had like
they would be not
as good as the Ravens, but they'd be decent at it.
Yeah, like, I see what you're saying. I thought you meant Sirianni should coach the Ravens. I was like, why they don't run the football?
No, the Ravens want to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. The Eagles probably don't.
Yeah, Panthers at Falcons. Panthers are just spiraling out of control.
I
think the Falcons are actually a decent football team.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Like their defense
is really good.
Their defense like isn't as bad as it used to be because it used to be horrible, especially last year. And Matt Ryan's still decent, and they got a lot of weapons on offense.
I say they're decent. They're not like listen.
Oh, they're not like a playoff team.
They beat us, the Jags, and the Dolphins. They're a decent team. Their offense is you're right. It's
I would say they're very, very potent. Like they probably have some competitive games with like the Browns, the Raiders. They wouldn't win, but
I think they could probably. They win this game this week. They'll go 4-3.
Yeah, I mean they're the second best team in their division. They're better than the Saints.
Probably. Saints are what now? Saints are 4-2 now. So.
No, I'm saying they're like better, not that they have a better record.
Oh,
they are, but I think they are.
I don't think
the so. Saints are so weird.
Well, I mean, the Saints' defense is top five at the moment.
True.
And their offense is there. It's just kind of sporadic because Jameis is all over the place.
I mean, it's just Kamara. They really don't have anything.
Yeah,
else.
It's literally like, all Alvin Kamara. That's literally
Callaway's okay, but like it's just Kamara. Rams at Texans. Rams are really
why
good.
Why am I even thinking about this? It's the Rams.
Why? Yeah, you took a
they're
minute
gonna,
there. I was
they're
like,
going to put up 45 points.
Yeah, no, Rams are really good. We saw it first. AFC North matchup. Steelers at Browns.
I don't know what it's. I'd probably take the Steelers, honestly.
I'm going to go Browns. I don't know. The Steelers bounced back a little bit, but I'm unsure. I still think Big Ben's washed.
I think the Steelers bounce back. We get a win here.
All right, I'll go Browns. Titans at Colts.
Titans,
an impressive win against Kansas City, even though the Chiefs won.
Derrick Henry had a throwing touchdown, not a rushing touchdown.
I know. We got Daniel Jones catching passes, Derrick Henry throwing passes.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
My roommate had like a 6-leg parlay. And one of them was Derrick Henry anytime touchdown. Ah. And they didn't count his throwing touchdown as a touchdown.
No.
So
no,
he lost every other leg of his parlay hit, and he lost that on like $800.
No, that should count.
It was like a $5 parlay, and he like and he lost that on like $800 because they didn't count Derrick Henry's throwing touchdown as an any touchdown.
No, they should count that. That's stupid.
A little ridiculous, but
no one expected it. Not even like FanDuel, whatever he bet on, but that's tragic. All right, so you're going Titans too. Jaguars at Seahawks. Why do I feel like the Jaguars could win this game?
It's a sneaky game for the Jags, I won't lie.
I'm still gonna go Seahawks.
I'm gonna go Jags.
I don't hate it. I really don't.
I don't think they're out of this game. I think they probably have a good shot at winning this game. What does ESPN give them? 30%. It's not horrible. It's just because it's Jacksonville. But
yeah, they're home too. So
yeah,
if it was in Seattle, I think Seattle would win easily.
No,
not easily.
No, but it's not. It's in Seattle.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Seattle probably wins. It's tough to play in Seattle, especially a warm weather team.
Wait a minute. Hold on. It says Jacksonville at Seahawks on ESPN, but then like
it's on CBS.
Vivid Seats tickets has it at home against the Jaguars. Who's home? ESPN. Figure your website out. Hello.
It's in Seattle. It's in Seattle. All right, we'll move on. That's just frustrating, as you can see.
ESPN sucks. Yeah, it's in Seattle.
Patriots at Chargers. Chargers coming off the bye. Patriots with a Chargers. Smacking.
Chargers.
Yeah, Chargers. Patriots.
They're only favored by 5. I think it'll be a very, very close game.
Oh, I think it will be. The Patriots defense is still really good. Bucks at Saints. Bucks
all day. I won't bet against the Bucks.
In the Saints. I don't believe in the Saints. Washington at Denver. It's a weird game. I'm gonna go Washington, but I don't know. Jerry Jeudy might be coming back.
Jerry Jeudy is back this week.
He is back this week, so they have a lot of weapons. But will it matter? I don't know. And finally, Sunday night.
Wait, I took the Broncos, right? Did I say Broncos?
He took the Broncos.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Broncos.
And finally, Sunday night football, because the Giants are Monday night football. Cowboys at Vikings. I don't know if Dak's going to play. I really don't.
Why, is he hurt? Oh, yeah, Dak is hurt. That's right.
He got hurt at the end of the Patriots game.
Hurt his ankle.
And then he was in a boot, and now he's not in a boot. But who knows? And they had a bye week, so I don't know.
Vikings. I'm taking the Vikings.
I think if Dak is hurt, I'll go Cowboys to be different. I hate the Cowboys, but if Dak's hurt though, the Vikings win. Like,
yeah, I'll hate them damn Cowboys.
I have no doubt. All right. Anything else we gotta talk about?
Injuries.
Injuries.
Golly.
All right. Let us hope no one gets injured this week.
Yeah, really. And save us, spare us injury bug, please. Jabril Peppers out for the year now, too.
I didn't even talk about Jabril. Jabril out for the year. What do the Giants do with him in the offseason? He's a free agent.
I hope they just give him like a 1-year or a 2-year deal for something cheap. I love him. I think he's a great player, and I think he's an awesome locker room guy.
I agree.
I'm big on locker room guys. I think that makes the whole team.
My problem with the Giants is that they only go for locker room guys, which is a good thing, but you need some guys that aren't locker room guys.
Yeah, probably. You just need players.
You just need guys that can play like an Odell. You just need
guys.
Like, you can't have everyone be a straight A, like, good person, you know?
Yeah,
like, no. You need some people that are like, And that's the problem. Like, a lot of the players we have are just like that. And we have no one that's, like, aggressive. I don't know the word, but not that I want, like, criminals on my team, but, like,
listen, the Cowboys did it for years.
Yeah. But, all right. I just hope no one else gets injured.
Yeah, really.
He's Ojulari, by the way. Defensive rookie of the year right now at the moment.
I think he could. Absolutely.
It's either him or Parsons right now. But I feel like Parsons hasn't done anything in the last, like, 2 weeks maybe. But
what is – Aziz is, like – he's got ridiculous stats at the moment. Hold on. He's actually like a G.
He has 5.5 sacks, maybe, like, 2 forced fumbles. And Chase Young had 7.5, and he won Defensive Rookie of the Year in 2019.
I think it was 2019. Super nice. Super nice.
No, Chase Young won it last year. He was a rookie last year.
He won.
I don't know why I was thinking it was 2 years ago. He won it last year. So, yeah, Aziz looks good. That was a steal because he was supposed to be a first-round pick. They were thinking the Giants were going to pick him 11th overall, and he went in the second round. So, that's awesome. Like
they should have.
Yeah. And, I mean, Tony was a bit of a steal, too. He kind of not really. Kind of not really.
I mean, they traded back for him, which means he wasn't – I don't think he was a steal. But he played well.
A little bit. He put up good stats in college, and, like, you know, everyone was like, oh, Smith and Waddle and Ja'Marr Chase. And, like, Tony's good. He's better than Devonta right now.
Yeah, Aziz is a beast. 4 QB hits, 3 tackles for loss, 2.5 sacks, 3 solo tackles. And 5 total tackles. That's last game. The guy's everywhere.
That was literally just last game. He had 4 quarterback hits. Jeez.
What a beast. Yeah.
He's gotta be consistent. And I think if he ends with like 10 sacks, he'll probably win it. Unless someone does something better.
Like, yeah, unless Parsons wakes up and has like 5 sacks in the next like
I mean, Parsons is probably still the front runner, but if Aziz can get like 10 sacks,
like a Parsons, like,
yeah, he's picked so high. High draft picks always get the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. And the Giants. Ja'Marr
Chase is, and the Giants are terrible. But I mean, 2 things. One, Ja'Marr Chase is definitely offensive rookie of the year. It's like, it's a wrap.
Anyone else wins that, I'm going to be PO'd.
It's a wrap. Even if he got hurt or didn't play any more games, it's him. But also, Aziz, we got Monday Night Football, and then I think we have a 4 o'clock game. Or no, we have Monday Night Football, and then we have Monday Night Football against the Bucks in like 3 or 4 weeks. So Aziz, put on a show on Monday Night Football.
For the people know. For the people.
For the people, for us.
And you'll win, we promise. I think I don't know. How's the Chiefs O-line this year? Probably not good. Mahomes is getting wrecked, so.
Not good, but they added all those players. Like, they got Orlando Brown from the Ravens, and they drafted a center, and they got Funny from Patriots. They got all these guys, and they're still terrible. I don't get it. I really don't.
Aziz is going to have a big game. Leonard Williams, big game last week, too. I think he'll have another one this week.
I just hope Mahomes plays, and it's competitive. I would love to be
Mahomes plays and then Aziz
and then we win
line sides and I'm just kidding. I never was injury upon
him. Nah, I like Mahomes. I wouldn't want that. I would want that to happen to Brady.
All right.
Not Mahomes. Just Brady.
I would want that to happen to like Dak Prescott, but
I don't hate Dak either though. I hate the Cowboys.
Hockey will most five.
Yeah. All right. So we'll see what happens on
tough, but we'll see.
Maybe a little bit, but
big week week for the boys. We'll see what
happens. Big week for the boys. Wednesday night football.
Tom's a little tired.
I'm a little tired.
Yeah.
Long day. All right. Go blue.
Go blue.
Go blue.